Jesus' parents are fulfilling the law by taking Jesus into the temple. They offer a poor family's sacrifice for their firstborn. This is not to cover the sins of their child, because he is sinless. This points us rather to the purpose of Messiah's life, to give his life for the life of the world, to bring forgiveness, and to purchase a place for us in heaven. This infant not just opens Mary's womb for the first time and requires such sacrifice, but he also opens the gates of heaven itself to the whole world. Simeon has been waiting his whole life for this moment. And what a beautiful contrast we have here in our text this morning of the aged and the newborn. Simeon, waiting his whole life, tells Jesus' mother that there will be a sword that will pierce her own soul as well. Again, pointing to the prophecy of Jesus' crucifixion, where Mary will see her son pierced with the sword on the cross of Calvary, which will also pierce her soul with a mother's agonizing grief. In the movie Nativity, they do it right when they show Simeon and Anna taking Jesus into their arms, adoringly, but also painfully. You can see the pain in their eyes, in their faces. This child will suffer death and die for them. And what better choice at this time in Jesus' life to bring death into perspective than through the elderly, these seasoned citizens of our text? They have faithfully walked with God through thick and thin. Proverbs 20:29 says, "The glory of young people is their strength, but the splendor of old people is their gray hair." God does not want us to look at Jesus through the strength of youthfulness alone and lose perspective on who this Christ child is. And so God brings in the treasure of these mature believers just at the right time to give us that perspective. The prophet Simeon, the prophet Anna, fulfill the desire of the aging psalmist in Psalm 71, which says, "So even to old age and gray hairs, O God, do not forsake me until I proclaim your might to another generation, your power to all who will come." This is the longing of Anna and Simeon, to pass the promise of the Messiah to another generation. These two pillars of faith in the temple are granted their opportunity to proclaim God's power. And because of their witness recorded in Scripture, their word is for us, we whippersnappers of First St. Paul's. You could call this event in Jesus' life a senior moment, a blessed senior moment, a moment of maturity and godly wisdom. Simeon gives us a perspective of death for believers, but even more importantly, a beautiful perspective on life. Simeon is a prophet who's waiting and proclaiming the consolation of Israel, ever watchful, looking for true comfort and peace, the Messiah who brings comfort to his people. Our text says that Simeon knew by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ, and now that time has come. Simeon is led by the Holy Spirit directly to the infant Jesus as Mary and Joseph bring him to the temple. How else could he have known if not led by the Holy Spirit? And how would you feel if a strange old man snatched your infant out of your arms. If I were Joseph, Jesus' stepfather, I would have been alarmed and worried that his frail arms might drop him. Instead, Mary and Joseph hear these beautiful words of Joseph, of Simeon. Lord, now you let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory of your people Israel. In other words, Simeon says, I can die now. Go ahead, Lord, take me home. Jesus is all I need before I die. To see this infant is to see my salvation. And not just my Savior, but the Savior of the whole world, both Jews and non-Jews alike. Receiving Jesus as our Messiah is all we need. He takes the fear of death away. He brings peace between God and humanity. He brings peace between all of us through this infant who will grow up to be the Prince of Peace, who sheds his blood for the life of the world. One of the innovations of the reformer Martin Luther was to introduce this song right after communion, which we'll do later on after communion during the service. Like Simeon, we too take the body and blood of Jesus into our hands. And we say, go ahead, Lord, take me. Into your hands I commend my spirit and my body and my soul. I'm ready to enter into paradise. It's okay. I have peace. For to depart this life in peace is to enter our heavenly home. For to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Scripture says and describes death as a departure. We're passing away, not into oblivion or vanishing, but passing from this life into the next. We are departing in peace. For the prophets Simeon and Anna, it was from the earthly temple to their heavenly one. It's not that we've made friends with death in saying these words, but that Jesus has made friends with us. He's brought peace that transcends understanding. His friendship takes away all our fears, even death itself. As Paul will boldly say, for me to live is Christ, and for me to die is gain. Lord, now you let your servant depart in peace. Take, eat. This is my body, the body of Messiah. Drink of it, all of you. And after taking God's gift into our arms, Christ sends us away in peace. We leave this holy house like Simeon does, with a song on our lips and peace in our hearts. Simeon knew that he would meet the Lord's Messiah before his death. But notice there is nothing in this text to tell us when that would happen. And so it is for all of us. No matter what our age is, we do not know the day or the hour of Christ's coming, or, if we should precede him, our departure. Like Simeon, we are blessed with this peace in knowing that it will be okay. We can depart in peace and confidence from that peace that flows from the assurance of God's grace through Christ, that our sins are forgiven and that he has purchased a place for us in heaven. And so we go out from here, this holy house, into the world in the confidence that we are ready to face anything. We received the gift of Jesus into our hands and our hearts, and now we have the confidence that He will take us up into His arms and welcome us into His temple and our heavenly home. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.